All right, welcome to episode 204. We'll share some new music that comes out this week, some music news. And also, speaking of new music, I thought we'd talk about the greatest Grammy losers for Best New Artist, which we'll get to in a little bit. By the way, Eddie's joining me, and so is Mike D. And let me encourage you to check out Eddie on the Sore Losers podcast.
Yes, yes.
It's a sports show.
Bunch of guys talking guy stuff, sports. I don't really know a lot about sports. Like, I'm a fan, you know, but I don't really know the details. So Lunchbox is the sports genius, and it's mostly us.
Who just says he's the sports genius?
He does.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He does. So we just mostly just argue about what we think the outcome of games are going to be.
So check out the Sore Losers if you're into sports. Sports genius.
Yeah, that's what he calls himself.
It's like anyone that calls himself a good golfer. Like, if someone calls himself a good golfer, you're like, you're not a good golfer.
They're not good. Or if they dress really nice.
Okay, here we go. By the way, when we get to the Grammy stuff, for example, in 1970, Best New Artist was the Carpenters.
Oh, yeah.
And you know who lost to them was Elton John. So
okay.
It's some of those crazy ones that you're like, wow, they lost.
Wow,
so that's coming up just a little bit. I do want to talk about new music coming out this week. And so on our show, we had a big premiere of Sam Hunt. And I say this about new music. Anytime you hear a brand new song that has a bunch of hype to it, at least coming out pre, it never lives up to the hype because it can't possibly. Meaning, the first time you hear a song, it's never that good because it takes a couple plays for you to go, oh, like the hook. It takes a couple plays for you to get that chorus in your
Correct.
Head. Unless the song has some crazy meaning that you personally identify with the first time you hear it and it like gives you chill bumps because the lyrics mean something so much to you and it's not so much about the structure of the song, the melody or the chorus. Otherwise, it's going to take a few times. I just remember Body Like a Back Row when it came out. People hated that song.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, what is this? He's had four hits in a row. This is not going to be a hit. Biggest hit of like 5 years.
Yep.
My point is, one of my friends was like, it's no Body Like a Back Road. And I'm like, you didn't like Body Like a Back Road for like 2 months.
Do you think it's a Body Like a Back Road?
That's not the point. I think that's...
Because we haven't heard it enough to even decide
I have,
that.
And the chorus, about the second time, I was like, I think it's fantastic. It took me a few listens, even for someone that listens to music somewhat professionally. Much like we made fun of Lunchbox and his sports genius, anybody that goes, I can tell a song to hoot by listening,
right.
They're full of crap. The people that are really good at it don't claim to be good at it.
But as much as we know now, what we have with Sam Hunt, I think Body Like a Back Road is like his Friends in Low Places. So the next song is just, whatever comes next, it's just going to be hard for it to be Body Like a Back Road.
Well, any song you have that's a massive hit for you is going to be hard to.
Yeah. So I personally haven't given this one a chance yet.
And you probably won't for 3 or 4 months until you hear it enough to go, oh, that's a jam.
Yeah.
But I want to hit it to my kin. It's a really cool chorus that, listen, I don't know if it's going to be massive or not, but I do like it. Here's Sam Hunt, Kin Folks here. I want to introduce you to my kin folks,
to my old friends, to the house and the pines. I do love his style, though. This is just Sam Hunt.
His style's very much, you know, not aside from the talking stuff, which he hasn't done in a few songs.
Mm-hmm.
It's very go-go stop. Go-go-go stop.
Oh,
I like
that. Oh, yeah.
Even in the turn it up a little, Mike. Even in the verses, too. Even the music, it's a bunch of da-da-da-boo.
Good catch, man.
Oh, is it over? Yes?
Yes.
Okay, we have no more.
Good catch. That's so true. Yeah, that's how...
Sing the chorus.
I'm gonna tell you to my kinfolk.
You like it now, don't you?
I mean, yeah, you're right about that hook, that line. That line, and it's so simple. It's like so easy. Anybody could, but I like...
They don't. Yeah. My whole point is...
They don't yet.
In the music industry, after Body Like a Back Row, people are like, that song is so easy. Anybody can write it. Okay, then write it.
Yeah.
Then where are your hits?
Right.
If it's so easy, then why aren't you doing it?
Yeah. I think just sometimes as human, we complicate things.
No, I think what happens is somebody makes it look so easy that you think it's easy.
Oh.
I mean, I get a bunch of people like, Bobby, I could do that radio show that you do. Okay, then do it. You have just enough life to go and start small. And if people like you and you can get ratings to create a radio show.
Yeah.
Because we kind of make this thing look easy. And that's the point of it.
I see that.
People should be like, oh, wow, that's easy. I mean, anybody could do that.
I see that.
Same thing with that song.
Yep.
If people could do it, they would have. Nobody has. There's only a couple people that can write a song like that has done it. Anyway, I get super irritated for Sam.
I can see that.
A little passionate.
For Sam. Mm-hmm.
Luke Combs has a new song out this week called What You See Is What You Get. Here's this. I'm a straight shooting beer drinking, rule breaking. Don't think I won't take a good thing too far. I'm a midnight backslider. He's dropping a bunch of songs. He's got a new record coming out, so he's putting out songs as the releases, the grat tracks. You have Bailey Bryan, Where We Started. This is new this week. Can we get back to where we started? I'm a big Bailey Bryan fan.
Me too.
She's opened for us and for me a bunch.
And what I don't realize is when we met her, she was really, really young.
I think when we met her, she was like 17 or 18.
Yeah. And so she's got a lot of growth to do, like, in her career. And I can hear it in this song already from the first songs she had when she first came to our studio.
Like, yeah, that felt like a pretty super pop country
yeah,
song.
Yeah, totally.
Lanco has a new song out today. I love these guys. It's called What I See. What I see. Let me make another analogy to why people like songs. If the lyrics don't hit you immediately right and you feel them, you don't like it until you can sing it. Mm. And sometimes it takes a few times before you can sing it back. Like, that's when people will start liking a hit, when they can sing it back.
Do you listen to lyrics first or melody first?
Melody.
Yes, so do I.
I wish I listened to lyrics first.
I know.
Sometimes I don't even know lyrics of songs I've heard 10,000 times.
Until I really try to pay attention to it.
I just know, ba-da-ba-do-ba-do-ba-dee-doo, na-na-na-na, na-na-nu-nu. And that would be what is called a melody.
Mm-hmm.
Like the melody of Friends in Low Places would be. And you can switch that up. Let's say you wanted to change the lyrics on top of that melody. It could be like, we know people with fat faces. A parody is same melody, different lyrics.
Correct. Way to break that down.
Blanco Brown, who has Gonna Do the Two-Step. And he has a new album out this week. And here's Funky Tonk, which I think is like Funky Honky Tonk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, check that out.
That's cool.
Harry Styles has a new song called Lights Up. Here's a clip of that. And Green Day, Fire Ready Aim. Here's
Let's
a clip
hear
of that.
This.
Here you go.
That's cool.
I like Green Day's new stuff.
I like it a lot.
They always seem to redo themselves.
Yeah.
He sings. Can you pull up their single right now? What is it called?
Let's see.
He sings it in like a falsetto, the whole thing.
Really, really high?
Yeah. Which is pretty cool because the first time I heard the song, I didn't know who it was. I don't know if it was like a... you know, Arctic Monkeys.
Yeah, that's kind of what this sounds like.
It does feel very British-y.
Yes, British alternative, I guess would be called.
Mike, do you know the name of that new song?
Can't find it right now.
All right, let me know when you get it. In music news, DaBaby has the number one album in the country.
Who is that?
No idea. Gotta be honest.
The number one album in the country.
His new album, Kirk, sold 145,000 copies, which was enough to beat out Post Malone. But his album's been out a few weeks, right?
Yeah, a few weeks.
DaBaby. Ha! I needed some with some bopping.
Let's go. I flew past the whip with that blunt in my mouth. Watch the swerving. I'm sure this is good. I need to hear it a few times.
Got a lot of streams.
Yeah. So DaBaby has got the number one album. I can tell you, I didn't even heard of the DaBaby until he had.
Me either.
Mike D.
Father of all.
DaBaby? Yeah.
I knew him because he was on a song with Lil Nas X. He was on a remix of Panini.
Okay. But you don't know him for anything else?
No.
Speaking of Panini, I mean, that's going to be a big hit. Like, my kids are already singing it.
Are they?
And that's kind of my telltale of like, all right, this is going to be big.
Yeah.
My 11-year-old was like, you heard this yet? And I'm like, no, I haven't heard it yet. But we talked about it. He's like, I know, I heard you guys on the radio show talk about this song.
Yeah, me and Lil Nas X aren't on the best terms, so whatever.
Yeah. You guys can work that out, though.
We'll be all right. We'll work that out. Yeah, who cares? The Green Day song, you have it? What's it called?
It's called Father of All.
Then do you have it?
I don't.
Oh. All right. Don't we have an alternative station in the building?
We do.
Or not anymore?
Oh, it might have. Yeah. We did, but not anymore. We have a rock station, though. It should.
Yeah, I would think that Green Day song would be in there. CMT Artist of the Year celebration is set for this Wednesday. And Sam Hunt and Lady Antebellum are going to perform a tribute to Reba.
Hey, question.
Uh-huh.
What's the difference between this and the big award?
Organization. The organization. Like CMAs are a big foundation organization,
mm-hmm.
big group that we're all members of. CMT is a channel. So they just have show.
This is CMT. I'm so sorry. Yes.
CMT Artists of the Year. Basically, whoever works at CMT has picked the five people they have deemed Artist of the Year.
Got it.
It would be if we just go, hey, we're having an Artist of the Year show, and we got people to come up and play. How many people we get to watch? It's how big the show is.
Yeah.
So CMT does it. And I will be presenting Carrie Underwood. They didn't ask me to perform for her.
Which is a shame.
I know.
They're missing out on a big opportunity. They're,
right,
here.
Mike, don't you think if I brought it down to Carrie Underwood song, that'd have been great?
Go out, dress as her?
Just rock it.
Just rock you guys it. Have the same kind of legs?
Yeah. I wear the little shorts. I would have done that. But no, I was surprised and also pretty honored that Carrie was like, hey, will you present me?
That's really cool.
She's actually not going to be there.
Oh.
She's going to be in Cleveland because she has a show that night. And she's like, hey, will you present me back in Nashville? And then I throw to her.
Is a video? Is it going to be like live or a video?
A live thing. Mm. And someone's going to perform for her. I don't know if I should say all this, but there's a thing happening. So, and then, you know the dude with all the tattoos on his face? The 69 guy?
Oh, yeah.
Tekashi 69?
Yeah.
Is that how you say his name?
Yep.
They say he signed a $10 million record deal from prison.
He's going to put out two albums.
From prison? They have a studio in there?
Well, no, he signed the deal from prison, right?
Yeah, when he gets out.
So he's not getting the money now, but once he's released, whenever that is, he'll get the cash in return for putting out two albums, one in English and one in Spanish.
He does look Hispanic.
Where's he from?
Not sure.
He was sentenced in December. He was originally looking at 47 years in prison, but he started singing like a bird and snitching. Now it's possible he gets off with as little as time served.
I don't know how I feel about this.
By the way, no plea deal's been announced. It's unclear how TMZ found out, but there you go.
He is from Mexico. Or his mom and dad are.
So you and him are the same.
Yeah.
There you go. I want to introduce you to my kinfolks. There you go. It's a good song.
It's kind of weird that you can just do all that from prison. Still continue to do business.
You're not supposed to.
Good. There we go.
Yeah, you're not supposed to.
It's just crazy.
He's the one that told TMZ. But yeah, I mean, Kanye recorded his from the hospital with his, or maybe he just did it from his jaw shut.
Through the wire?
Yeah, there have been people that have recorded stuff from all different situations. So Kanye recorded his rap with his jaw shut.
Mm-hmm.
There have been people that have recorded from prison. There are people who record from all kinds of weird places, like get on the phone and do stuff.
It's crazy. OJ sign autographs in prison too?
Yeah, I guess my point wasn't so much prison, but yeah, there are a lot of ways that you can do things when you're not really supposed to.
Wow.
That Through the Wire with Kanye is such a good song from back in the day. He's riding like this the whole time.
Yeah.
It's after the crash. And they're like, you shouldn't rap. You can't rap right now. And I think he talks about that in the song. And then somebody used to call on a phone from prison to lay down tracks. Speaking of prison.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So it would sound like a phone track?
They would get on the phone and he'd be like, yo, I'm in jail. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm there. So there's that. And I did want to go over this. I just like doing these new music episodes to give you guys a heads up. If it's the weekend or early week, you can check out a lot of that new stuff. The greatest Grammy losers for best new artist, which I found as an article, and I wanted to talk about this. So Elton John tops the list of the greatest musicians to lose the Grammy for best new artist. He lost to the Carpenters in 1970. Here's some Elton John for you. Do you have any of the Carpenters?
Why do stars?
Oh, second verse. Yeah. What you would know originally is
why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near?
But here's the thing about this though, that they're new artists, so like Tiny Dancer wasn't. I wonder what was around for Elton John in 1970.
Could have been a full record. Not sure which record it was, but yeah.
Probably not the Elton John that we know today.
Well, no, because we've had 50 years with them.
Of great music.
Billboard put together this list. Let's go backward from...
Why do...
What do you have on yours? How many do you have?
I have all those on that sheet.
Hmm. Interesting. Let's start at number 12. We'll go backward a little bit. In 2002, the winner was Norah Jones. You know?
Great.
Why did I say...
Should have called me.
And she won, but she beat this guy here. Gravity. John Mayer.
Oh, that's tough.
Mm-hmm. It's working against me.
Let me ask you this. At number 11 on this list from Billboard, I'm going to give you the two. You tell me who you think should have won.
Go ahead.
Sheryl Crow or Green Day?
I would say Green Day should have won.
Okay. Sheryl Crow won. Tuesday Night Music Club, monster record.
Huge.
But Green Day in 1994 lost to Sheryl Crow.
I guess.
Sheryl Crow is still, I mean.
I guess pop music kind of claimed that one because Sheryl Crow was just pop that at that point. And then Green Day was just, they were a punk band. Alternative, I guess they fell into.
Yeah, but they were pop still. They were a punk band that was so big, they went pop quick. Like Dookie was.
This is a huge album.
Dookie was on pop radio.
Yeah.
Turn this one up a little bit. I don't have that much of a problem with that one.
No, because they're both really big,
yeah.
And you love Sheryl Crow.
In 2013, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis won.
Yeah, that's Thrift Shop? Or what is that? What song was that?
Yeah, Macklemore at Thrift Shop. And you know who they beat? It was Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, yeah.
And then that text came out, right? Where, like, Macklemore posted a text where he's like, I shouldn't have won. Remember that, Mike?
I don't remember that.
Yeah. That was pretty recent. Okay, let's see here. Justin Bieber lost to a bassist, Esperanza Spalding, in 2010. You already
know, but sing it again. I know her name.
You do?
Yeah, but I don't.
From what, her winning the Grammy?
Maybe. I remember Esperanza Spalding. I just don't know who she is.
So this is her singing and playing bass on
this
one.
She's a jazz bassist, and she beat Justin Bieber in 2010. Okay, who do you think won this one?
Come on.
In 1999, Christina Aguilera or Britney Spears?
Britney.
You think Britney won?
Of course.
Christina won.
That's why it's on the list. Because you, why wouldn't Britney?
Britney
have
may
won?
Be the most famous person of our lifetime.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Arguably one of.
Oh, a lifetime? Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Who would you put
Michael Jackson.
I'm not really in my wheelhouse of me being someone who was into popular culture. I'm in the 80s, I'm sure. Like, it is peak.
Yeah, well, I always think, like, if I ask my dad, who doesn't know anything about music, do you know who Britney Spears is? He'd probably say no.
Yeah, he would know Britney Spears.
I don't think he would. Mm-mm.
You're out of your mind.
No, but yeah. If you said Michael Jackson,
well, yeah,
because
Michael Jackson was older when he was younger.
Yeah?
I mean, I think Michael Jackson was probably bigger. I think the Beatles were probably bigger than Britney Spears, but I wasn't able to, like, be a part of the Michael Jackson phenomenon. In my lifetime, I feel like Britney Spears was the most famous person that I've been able to see.
Hmm.
And it's not the right answer, but I think Britney is the biggest thing that I've... Britney, who else? I mean, Taylor.
Taylor Swift.
But I don't think Taylor's as big as Britney was, because Taylor's in the land of where there are a lot of options. More people could have been... were famous around the same time. Top five, probably, in my lifetime. But I think, for me, I think Britney's the biggest.
If I use my dad rule, Taylor Swift wins. But again, that's TV. There's,
why are we using your dad rule?
Because the dad rule is important because he doesn't know anything about music. But if he knows that name, that means that artist is huge.
I would say Britney Spears in my life is the most famous. Mike D, in your lifetime?
Like Madonna?
She kind of fizzled out.
Well, but again, at their peak, I don't think I got to experience Madonna at her peak.
But
fame.
I feel like that's somebody you say and people just know.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Well, okay, Princess Diana.
Yes, but we didn't. I mean, again, we didn't. Yeah, you're right.
There's not a right answer.
We didn't
this,
live that
my whole point.
Time.
Ed Sheeran lost to Macklemore and Ryan Lewis in 2003. How'd they get up twice for this?
It was the same year.
That
was just
it was.
Another example of who was up against them.
Got it. All right. Also, that Esmeralda Spalding, she beat Drake.
Wow.
The same year. Bieber and Drake.
What year was that, though?
2010. So Bieber, Drake were in the same category, and Esperanza Spalding won. Number five, who do you think should have won this? Maroon 5.
Or
Kanye West.
2004, Kanye.
Kanye lost to Maroon 5.
Yeah, because this was the time of that... What was his big album?
It's Getting Harder to Breathe.
I'm thinking the Kanye album.
Graduation?
I do anything for a Klondike. I do anything for that
Graduation?
One. Yeah, Graduation. That was huge.
Can you not hear Mike?
Barely.
He just said Graduation.
I think when I started having like four kids in my house, I isolate things.
Let's see. Taylor Swift lost to Amy Winehouse in 2007.
Mm.
Crosby, Stills, and Nash beat Led Zeppelin in 1969.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And
our house is a very
In 1972, your winner for Best New Artist was a band.
72?
Yeah, was a band called America. Do you remember the song? I don't know if the song clip you have. Running through the desert with a horse. Yeah.
Desert with a horse with no name.
Who did they beat out?
The Eagles.
Oh, man. Yeah, this list is shocking because the... you know, it's hindsight now, like living, we know the bands that lasted.
Yeah, and they got to keep putting out hits.
Yes.
And then Elton John's the biggest shock. 1970, Elton John lost to the Carpenters. Anyway, that was interesting.
I like that. Because these are all fortune tellers, you know, like future tellers. They're just like, oh, yes.
Well, America. And they may have been accurate in that one year.
Sure.
Too.
Esperanza Spalding.
Except for that one.
You don't like this? You
already know. No, actually,
man.
I don't mind it.
It's fun.
Yeah. And the Grammy, I'll tell you this. I'm a Grammy voter. I don't even read all the categories.
Yeah.
It's so much.
It's a lot.
And Grammy voters are a little snootier than other voters. They're not really in tune with what people are listening to. Sometimes they pick something just because it's a little out there, more so than picking what. I would compare it to the Oscars when they don't pick any big movies that have made money at all that we all like. And they're all independent movies that we're now like, well, I guess we got to see it if it's winning awards. But they don't pick the big ones that people just love.
I just don't know. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is because, like, you watch the Oscar stuff. I literally try to watch all of the movies that come out as Best Picture, and two of them are just, they're terrible. Not that I don't understand.
What it is people that are making the art feel like they're deeper into the art, and they can appreciate the art on a different level than the normal person. So they're going to pick stuff that's gone second and third level deeper that you and I wouldn't enjoy.
Can't see that.
Same thing with the Grammys and music.
Yeah.
That's how occasionally somebody who's super talented, this Esperanza, what's her name?
Esperanza Spalding.
Yeah, like I'm sure she's one of the best in her field.
Sure.
But people go, Justin Bieber, what is that? Well, anyway, yeah. There you go. A little new music for you. We thought we'd put this out over the weekend. I hope you guys can find some stuff that you like, and you can pull out some of that stuff as trivia at a party. When you're doing your Grammy trivia.
I do it all the time.
Yeah. All right, that's it. Eddie, anything you want to say?
No, man. That's it. Thank you for having me. That was fun.
Mike D, how long was this one?
It was about 22 minutes.
Well, this is good, huh?
Yeah.
Be sure to go to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/BobbyCast. And you can watch Tennille Arts. You can watch Jim Beavers. You can watch AJ McClain.
Yep.
We now have all these up. You can watch. There's a whole studio in my house now.
That's awesome.
Lights and cameras, and it's nutty. So, all right, check that out, and we will see you guys later this week. A couple that we should have coming up. We should have Rodney Clausen.
Yep.
And we should have Lauren Daigle.
Dude.
Should. Subject to change.
Dude, that would be so awesome.
Yeah, I have a huge crush on Rodney Clausen.
That's what I meant.
All right, thank you guys. See you next time.